Hey guys, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman, and we are co-authors of the Politico Playbook. It's Friday. Let's talk about what's coming up for the Playbook community, what we're excited about in the next year. Number one, what we're excited about is a book that we're writing, and it does not have a title yet. There are some rumored titles we can neither confirm nor deny, but we are writing a book about Capitol Hill to take our readers, and hopefully the Playbook community will buy it in droves.
The Jake's very subtle, as you can all tell.
That's one thing we're excited about. But what we're excited about on the Playbook front is the ability to we obviously have a great audience here in D.C., and the events that we do in D.C. are very popular. But we found that there are so many people, especially in the era of Donald Trump, who are fascinated by the political scene, and people who just are interested in Washington as a sport, but also more importantly, people who are interested in Washington for their job and need to understand this city to do their work.
Yeah, I think one of the big things that we focused on in the past year that will become even more of our focus in the year to come is really looking to expand the audience, whether that is into, you know, colleges and universities, with events across the country. We're going to be in Denver in August. We were in Austin at South by Southwest. I would expect us to do that again. We were just in San Francisco doing an event, but really looking to kind of expand also to highly regulated industries and making sure that the C-suite, making sure that the people whose jobs are impacted by Washington are our readers, are getting the information that they need to do their jobs.
Yeah, and also I think that we've always kind of known that we've had big audiences in Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York, Chicago, but we haven't really serviced them in a way that makes sense for Politico and for them. So we're excited to bring our brand and bring our events and bring just get people more involved in the Playbook community. We have this awesome community of so many influential people around the country and increasingly around the globe, right? And we need to take advantage of that better, and we're doing that every day in a meaningful way. One cool thing that's happening that we're not involved with, at least we don't think we are, is the London Playbook.
Right.
We have playbooks now in
6 states.
So with New York, California, Florida, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, obviously the mothership here in Roslyn, Virginia.
Wow.
And we have one in Brussels by Ryan Heath.
That's very popular.
And we've done events with Ryan in the U.S., and we hope to visit him in Brussels this year. But London is going to be a cool playbook because there's such a rich political culture in the United Kingdom and in London. And we're excited that we're going to be able to highlight that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the big things that we've tried to look at when expanding the franchise of Playbook is where are the power centers? Where is money being spent? Where is there political fights that are happening? And clearly, London and what's happening with Brexit is kind of this is the moment where there's so much of a confluence of all of those things and an appetite to understand what's happening politically, both in Europe, but also in the U.S.
And the cool thing about Playbook is we always try to have really colorful authors and people who understand the political culture. Mark Caputo in Florida comes to mind. He is just such a mainstay on the Florida political scene. And that's what our authors in Europe are like. And that's important for Playbook.
Thanks so much for listening and for joining us for these bonus episodes of the Politico Playbook audio briefing. Looking forward to another year along for the ride.
And we hope to see you somewhere across the country.